from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Depending on where you live in California, clean air is not something you can count on. Air regulators pay a lot more attention to air pollution these days than they used to, but San Diego researchers have come up with portable pollution monitors that empower individual citizens to know what's happening in their neighborhoods and do something about it. Eric Anderson of KPBS reports.
The monitors are about the size of four iPhones stacked on top of each other. UC San Diego researcher Bill Griswold says the devices can measure the most common pollutants coming out of car tailpipes. That pollution can be measured in real time thanks to a smartphone app. San Diego County has permanent air monitoring stations that check air quality, 10 of them. But Griswold says that limits what can be measured.
They can see general trends in the region and make adjustments to head off any problems. What we're getting from our data is a much finer resolution data, so that individuals can mitigate or communities can.
Griswold says his team is hoping to work with San Ysidro officials who are concerned about pollution coming from cars waiting to cross the border. That community is home to the busiest border crossing in the world, with about 17 million cars crossing there every year. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Here's a California history moment. On this date in 1861, it started to rain in Southern California and kept on raining for almost 4 weeks. Ultimately, the Great Flood of California created an inland sea in Orange County. Up in Northern California, Leland Stanford, the governor-to-be in Sacramento, had to paddle in a rowboat to his inauguration. There are no records of how many people died because of the Great Flood, but it was estimated that approximately one quarter of the state's taxable real estate was destroyed, leading the state of California to go bankrupt. For generations, Scandinavian Americans with a hankering for a taste of traditional culture during the holidays have converged on a family-owned business in Berkeley. Deirdre Kennedy has the story.
Every winter since 1962, Nordic House has kicked off the holiday season by serving up a typical Scandinavian smorgasbord for its customers. A giant table sits covered with traditional holiday foods, plump, round pancakes known as ebelskiver, served with blackcurrant jam or lingonberries, three different types of herring, red cabbage salad, and a very, very, very sweet traditional Scandinavian Christmas drink called glögg. Owner Peter Clausen reveals the family recipe.
Raisins, cinnamon, cardamom, orange peel, and ginger. And then that you would let sit with red wine overnight, and then the next day you would cook it up with 3/4 cup sugar.
You get the idea. Definitely not something you want to drink a lot of, but an indispensable part of the holiday experience for those who dare to try it.
Uncle Sven is coming to town, he drive us crazy.
Between Thanksgiving and New Year's, Nordic House is chock full of holiday items from Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. A wide array of foods and kids' treats, including small wooden elves, pink marzipan pigs, advent calendars, and candles. Customers from all over the U.S. can order online or by phone, but Scandinavian Americans will drive hours from all over California to buy the authentic holiday meats prepared on site.
We actually cure the Christmas hams, which the Swedes eat, which is a salt sugar cure, and they'll need to sit for a month before we can sell them. Of course, herring is in all their Christmas lunches. And lutefisk down here, very big for the Norwegians and some Swedes.
Clausen's nephew, Chris Ofstad, is here serving up Swedish hot dogs.
And what would you like on it?
Mustard, of course. And what is this?
And those are fried onions. And those are very good on a hot dog.
Just a little bit, thank you.
Chris is one of several family members who have been working long hours to get all the shipments out in time for Christmas. He's been helping out since he was a little kid and says he looks forward to it every year.
It's a family-owned store, and I get to see cousins, aunt and uncles, grandparents, everybody's here. And seeing people every year that come to the store and are regular customers and seeing them and haven't seen them for a long, long time.
Chris's grandfather, Peter Caro, took over Nordic House 50 years ago by a total fluke. a Danish exchange student who was living with the family, went to the previous owners looking for work. They offered to sell him the business instead.
And so this young fellow came home that night and said, you have to buy it. 2 weeks after, we bought it. So we opened it 1st of November, 1962.
Nordic House has kept track of its customers since the very first day and invited all of them to the open house every year. Caro says that's why customers are so loyal. But Nordic House has also picked up customers from other Scandinavian stores who were driven out of business by rising import costs and red tape. When IKEA opened up nearby, it actually drove more customers to Nordic House, says Caro. He is Danish, though he still has an accent from his years living in Argentina.
For us, it's a very good combination because they are only a mile from here and they have good prices, but they don't carry half of what we have.
Despite the economic downturn and an aging customer base, business has remained steady. Chris Ofstadt says that's because Nordic House has become an important place for several generations of Scandinavian Americans.
I've seen more younger people getting involved, and they come in saying, oh, my grandparents used to always come here, my parents used to always serve us herring, and I just wanted to come in, and this was the only place I could find it.
Mel and Zena Lundberg have been coming to Nordic House since it first opened. Mel's parents and Zena's grandparents all come from Sweden. For them, Nordic House is so much more than a retail experience. It rekindles the spirit of Christmas past.
It's the nostalgia and wonderful, wonderful memories. It makes me almost want to cry. Everybody's gone that we knew many years ago. So it's just life. And it is our nationality.
And for customers who still need one more thing for their smorgasbord, the Nordic House plans to stay open until 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve. For the California Report, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
That's the California Report for Monday, December 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myro. This is the California Report. Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.